It's Wednesday, March 4th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. One theme, but over a dozen specific stories to report. Let's catch you up on all the tech news and implications of COVID-19. This is the Business of Tech. COVID-19 is dominating the news cycle, and so rather than break it up, here's all the stories. I pulled together a number of different kinds, as there are some really interesting technologies to consider and be aware of as well. Google has canceled its I.O. 2020 conference scheduled for May, which is its biggest event of the year. Meanwhile, both Google and Microsoft are offering some of their teleconferencing and collaboration tools normally reserved for enterprise customers for free for a limited time in response to the outbreak and to assist with remote working. Advanced features for Hangouts Meet for all G Suite and G Suite for Education are rolling out globally through July 1st, allowing for meetings up to 250 people and live streams up to 100,000 viewers. Microsoft is offering a 6-month trial globally for the premium tier of Teams. Signups require users to work with a Microsoft partner or a member of Microsoft's sales team. This joins Cisco and Zoom, also giving away their tools. Several more companies have pulled out from South by Southwest, including TikTok, Intel, Facebook, and Twitter. Apple has announced restrictions on employee travel to Italy and Korea, coming on the heels of similar policy changes for China. An Amazon employee in Seattle has tested positive for the virus, and the employee is in quarantine. Alibaba has a new AI system that can detect the virus in seconds with 96% accuracy. The system, which reviews CT scans, can make a determination within 20 seconds. According to the report, at least 100 healthcare facilities are using the system. This joins systems in hospitals and health facilities that are performing real-time temperature checks with a smartphone and thermal sensor, and systems that use computer vision and infrared to detect forehead temperature changes. UVD Robots struck an agreement on February 19th to distribute its robots in China. The robots rove healthcare facilities using UV light to disinfect contaminated rooms. XAG Robots is deploying disinfectant spraying robots and drones within China to clean public spaces. Blue Dot has a solution that detected the virus before it was detected by other researchers, which is a story that was previously covered on this podcast. China's most popular messaging app, WeChat, has been censoring keywords about the virus, per a study from research group Citizen Lab. Finally, for those interested in events focused on technology services, I reached out and asked Kaseya about their Connect event in Las Vegas in May, SolarWinds about their Empower event in Prague in May, and Datto about DattoCon in June, and all indicated their events are still on. So why do we care? Question seems more weighty today when talking about something with human impact at a very different level. My hope is that presenting information this way is useful, giving a highlight of the various stories and providing links to go deeper if required. In many cases, the one sentence felt like everything you needed to know. I have three takeaways. First, the impact of this is real, regardless of the severity over time. There's a real impact on these in-person events. How much risk are you taking on by holding an event in the current climate versus canceling? It's interesting to me that pure tech companies like Apple, Amazon, Google, and Microsoft are canceling events, but there have been no cancellations among tech services firms. Second, I made note of Microsoft's specific inclusion of partners in their Teams offering. I was asked recently why I prefer Microsoft over others for services, particularly related to cloud. That's why, covered in TechPress, not in one focused on partnerships, and that detail was that you had to work with a partner. I've looked at a lot of press here, and this is the rare mention of partners. Finally, there's a lot of practical application of what would be considered emerging technologies here, particularly AI and robotics. It's encouraging to see these specific uses of the technology. Scott Galloway, NYU Stern Professor of Marketing and one of the co-hosts of the Pivot podcast, discussed the idea of tech companies coming together to really use their position for something bigger. Imagine leveraging services like Amazon's Echo devices to offer access to medical professionals, with CRM from Salesforce and communications and coordinations via Microsoft Teams, just as one example, dreamed up by the players getting into a room together and deciding to do something by seeing this as an area of opportunity. I think it's an idea that has merit and would certainly be a lot better to report on than lists of cancellations. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Let me know, did you like this adjusted version of the show? pull all the stories together because it was one big theme, I'd really like to hear from you. And I want to hear if your plans are changing based on all what's going on. Email address is dave@mspradio.com. If you like the show and think the content's great, you can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/mspradio. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.